Yesterday, we got into some important lumdus as it relates to understanding the Nosan B'yoda, Gita V'yoda Ban Ke'echot, the K'tzois in Simen Resh. So today, may inyan le inyan ba'usa inyan. I think it's kedai to do a part two on that raid bite again. This is foundational raid, mamish, as it relates to learning Masechtas Gittin, Ashtikul Be'iyun, with at least a toya meha, and it very much is, I believe, the flip side of the coin of what we talked about yesterday. There's a Gemara, Lekamon, Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. That's the same daf that yesterday's raid was based on, albeit a different Gemara. The Gemara tells a story. Who's Shchiv Mara? There was a Shchiv Mara. There was a dying man. The Kasav Lo Gita V'Devisu Bahadi Panya D'Mali Shabbata. He had written a get for his wife, and it was Erev Shabbos Mamish Bein Hashmoshes. For like his pikla misfula, and he didn't get a chance to give it to her. So he wanted to divorce his wife because he was a Shchiv Mara. So he's dying anyways. Why is he divorcing his wife? Because obviously he must have had a brother, and they were trying to circumvent Yibum. Maybe Mishum Iguna, but the bottom line is that he didn't want his wife to have to become a Shemeres Yavam, so he wants to divorce his wife. And he has the Soifrim and they're working Mamish, they're trying to get it out. Farshkia, they finished writing the get, but he didn't have a chance to give it until the sunset. Now, you can't give a get on Shabbos. That's a halacha, psuka, in Mishnah, in Braisa, in Gemara, in Shulchan Aruch. So they had to see how Shabbos was going to go. So they're monitoring him very, very closely on Shabbos. The Mocher on Shabbos, Tofek Leal, Tokaf Leal. He suddenly took a turn for the worse, and they thought it was all over. Also, the Kamadei Rav, they came to Rav, and they said, what should we do? So Rav said like this, I'm willing to allow this man to divorce his wife on Shabbos, even though really you're not supposed to, but it's only a Din D'Rabbanan, and I'm willing to look away from that. But I have a different problem. The problem is the get is muktzah. This is the way Rashi learns the sugya. And because the get is muktzah, I have a muktzah problem. How can you be metaltal the get? Now, it says in the Torah and Asav Yod, you have to physically give the get. So nobody can pick up the get. Now you, not a shliach, right? So what are you going to do? So he was worried about the tiltal. Amar Luhusa, Rava said, this is my psak halach. You're getting a psak from the God of Adar. He said, Zilu Amrule, what you should tell this man is that Lekanye Nehalo Lahu Duchta Diyasav Bagita. Let him be makna, the area, the part of his house where the get is. V'tezel ihu, let her, the woman, go, the froy, v'techud v'tiftach v'tachzik be, let her make some sort of chazaka on that property. This is all going down on Shabbos. V'tna, no, gadu uparetz kolshu, harezu chazaka. So let her do a no, gadu uparetz. Let her make some sort of kinyan chazaka in the ground. And if she's going to make a kinyan chazaka in the ground, by doing that, she'll be zoiche in the get, and that's how she's going to be divorced. So this is a man that we're trying to figure out how he can divorce his wife on Shabbos. And we'll make kinyanim, we'll do all those things. Problem is, we can't touch the get. That's the issue. The get is literally, figuratively, mukta. And because you can't touch it, this is the issue. So Rabbi said, Chaban Eitzah. The Eitzah is, let the man be makna, the part of his house where the get is, and if it be makna, no, that part of the house, how will she be koyinit? She'll do a no, God will paratz. Like this, she'll be zoiche in the shtar. She'll be zoiche in the shtar. No one ever has to touch the get. She'll be megureshes. She won't be an agun. Zok Rashi. What was Rava's Eitzah? What did Rava mean when he said, let her make a chazaka in the property, and by doing that, she'll be zoiche in the get? This Rashi was marish olamis mamish. Zok teileger Rashi, dibra maschal harezu chazaka, harezu chazaka liknois. Shein ha-moicher yochel achsebar. Da-hashto koyovlo chotzer v'gita b'toich. If he's going to do this, he's giving her, not just a get, a chotzer too. He's giving her a chotzer and the get that's inside of it. You ready for the punchline? V'tanana, we learned in the Mishnah, nechosim she'ein le-machrayis, niknim im nechosim she'esh le-machrayis b'kesef b'shtar b'chazaka. And it's a Mishnah we had in today's daf that there's something called kinyan agav. And because there's something called kinyan agav, when she makes a chazaka in the chotzer, bekinyan agav, she'll also be zoicha in the get. So what was Rava's Eitzah? Rava's Eitzah was, let her get divorced via kinyan agav. What's the kinyan agav? She'll make a kinyan in the chotzer, and being that she was zoicha in the chotzer, b'derech agav, mechosim, she'in l'machrayis, nikdim, mechosim, she'esh l'machrayis, she'll be zoicha in the get as well. Freik the Ran, and the Rajbo, and the Ramban, that if Rava's Eitzah was kinyan agav, then why did Rava say that what the man should do is, liknayo nehalo lahu duchto de Yosef Begito. make sure to be makna that piece of property where the get is. Agav doesn't require that the metaltalim be in the karka. Emes is, it's a sugya, in Mesechtes Kedushin, but we paskin that the metaltalim does not have to be tziburin va'oimdim in the karka. And being that it doesn't have to be tziburin, some makshim harishonim, so if that's the case, why was that important? Why did he say be makna this piece of property? He could have said be makna any piece of property. So the rishonim said that for the fact that Rava said be makna this piece of property, if I say the kinyan over here was not kinyan agav, what kinyan was it? Poshet. It was kinyan chatzer. And that's why he needed to be makna that piece of property, because the way she was going to be koinet was not with kinyan agav, but rather it was going to be with kinyan chatzer. So the bottom line is we have a machloikis. We have a machloikis between Rashi and the Ran and the Rashba and the Ramban. How to learn Poshet Shana, this Gemara right here. That finds Zayin on the base. Rav is Eitzah for the Shchiv Merah. We had a situation where a man needs to divorce his wife, but he can't physically touch the get. And he was going to do it through some sort of kinyan that involved being makna, the ground that the get was underneath. Did he mean kinyan agav, or did he mean kinyan chas? Zok the ktsois in simin reish beis. Yesterday's ktsois was simin reish. This one is in simin reish beis. Shteita l'chayra, in this machlokes rishonim, a nifla de gezach. And that is, a man wants to divorce his wife. How do you do gerushin? The Torah says two words, v'nasan biyada. You take the get and you put it in your wife's hand. That's what gerushin is. What if a man decides, I don't want to physically take the get and put it in my wife's hands. I want to be makna to her. B'darkei ha-kinyonim shel kol ha-Torah kula. Right? There's so many kinyonim that we know about in the Torah. We don't have to list them. It's mamish. It's v'kosh olay l'partam. So the question is, if a man wants to divorce his wife, not by physically taking the get and giving it to her, but by being makhnit, b'darkei ha-kinyonim, is that of enough some of the others or not? Says the Ktois, I would have thought not. But it's a Rashi in the Sech, it's getting the fine Zion on the days. It's Mefurish, yeah. Because the way Rashi learned the Suya of Ahush Chivmera, it's Mavur that a man can divorce his wife through Kinyan Agav. Says the Ktois, let me ask you a question. Did the man ever pick up the get? No, that was the whole point. Did he ever give it to his wife? No, it never came into Rishus. Nothing ever happened. It was a king in Agav. That's what it was. Make a king to be no gadol paretz in the karka. And by being no gadol paretz in the karka, memela, you're going to be zoicha. But Rashi learned that it was working with Agav. Now the emphasis in this case, it did go into a rishos because he was makna the karka. Beseder. Oh, but that wasn't the oifin of how the gerushin took place. The rishonim don't even understand why it had to be in her karka. But the end of the day, the punchline was not that, oh, it's in her chatzer. The punchline was what? The punchline was that she was kind of with Agav. So says the Ktois, you see that Rashi held that you could be zoicha in a get, you could be makayim of an asa miyadu, bidarkei hakinyonim. The Rishonim didn't learn the Gemara the way Rashi did. The Rishonim held out this is working with Kinyan Chatzar. If it's working with Kinyan Chatzar, that means that you have no hechrich from this Gemara that you can be zoicha in a get, bidarkei hakinyonim. And if that's the case, if a man would be makna a get to his wife, bidarkei hakinyonim, and not do a traditional v'nasam b'yod l'chayri, the gerushin wouldn't be a gerushin. Now let's just explain this a little bit better, because again, this is yusoy the chasidus v'shayrish avoy da tmimo in mesachtes getin. And that is that chatzar is a kinyan, but the Gemara says chatzar mishum yadis rabbi. Although chatzar is a kinyan, the way kinyan chatzar works is we look at a person's property as if it's an extension of the person himself, right? A person's chatzar is a very big deal. It's a very, very big deal. We spoke about Pnimius, about Chatzar is a person, Zivug, right? Dvar Matiki from Yosef Engel, the Goyim, the Inkam, the Koyim, Lahara. A person's Chatzar is an extension of his Zich. Chatzar is Mishum Yadis Rabbi. So the fact that you find that a man can divorce his wife by putting it in his Chatzar, that's because when the Torah says V'nasa V'yada, you put it in her hand. You didn't. You put it in her chatzar. Chatzar Mishum Yadis Rabbi. It's considered an extension of her hand. The question is, could a man divorce his wife if he never put it in her hand? He was makna terbedarki akinyonim, but there was never a kiyum of biyada. It would seem to be a machlokes rishonim. It would seem that Rashi Shita is yes, from the fact that you can divorce your wife b'kinyan agav, zoysay meres, you don't physically need a v'nasan b'yada. It doesn't have to be b'yada, because l'chayr it's not b'yada. Whereas, the Shita of rishonim is that if you megarish b'kinyan agav, it's not, I disagree with the shchimra, that was chatzar, chatzar mishum yadis rabbi. Over there it's going to be different. But my the rishonim asked a bomb kasha on Rashi. The kasha was that if the sugya meant Kinyan Agav, then why did it have to be the Duchta? Why did it have to be that piece of land, the Yosef Begita? L'chaira, being that we pass in Kinyan Agav works, even if it's not Siburin, it could have been any area. So Zoktik Tzoyis, that Pshad is based on a Gemara in Shnayim Oichsen. A Gemara Mesechtes Bava Metzia Dav Zayin. So the first Mishnah in Shnayim Oichsen is Shnayim Oichsen B'talas. Right, you have two people, they walk into Bezin, they're holding on to a talis. So what's the halacha? Yachloiku b'shvur. Right, that's the halacha of Shnayim Oichsen. Zok the Gemara, a braisa. Dav zayin amin aleph and bofim etziah. Tani Rav Tachlifa bar Marava. Kamed Rabavo. So Rav Tachlifa, who wasn't the son of Marava, he was a bar Marava, he was a Yitfin Eretz Yisrael. So he was standing in the presence of Rabavo and he told him the following. He said, Shnayim adukim b'talis. If two people are holding on to a talis, right? Shnayim oichsam a talis. He said, Zen noitel ad mokim shodam agas. Vezen noitel ad mokim shodam agas. Each person gets to keep the pot that he's holding. Vashar, it's only the balance that chokim b'shav. It's the balance that the chokim machved the Rabbavo. Rabbavo said, you're saying good, u'b'shvur. Like the halacha of the Mishnah. But the bottom line is that when the Mishnah says, Shnayim oichsam a talis, Zayim akulash lemak, we just caught the whole thing. No, it's a very important caveat, right? This is the not such fine print of that halacha. Each person gets ad makam shiyodin magas, and then when you get involved with the achloik b'shvua, it's the rest of it. Amar Ramasharishis. Ramasharish, I'm skipping a little bit. He heard what Rav Tachlifa, who was a bar marav, told Rabavo, which Rabavo, he nodded his, he said, machvila, he was masking, right? He made some sort of hand motion. I agree with you. So when he heard what he said, as far shmami, no, you see from here, hi sudra, if somebody wants to be kind of something with a sudra, with kinyan chalipin, right? So the most conventional, traditional Oifin of Kenyan that took place once upon a time was Kenyan Chalipin, sometimes referred to as Kenyan Soda. What would happen? So Reuven wants to be makta something to Shimon. I want to give you my para. So the person that was going to be koina would take his soda, he would take his handkerchief, and he would give it to the makna. He says, you take my handkerchief, and b'chalipin, it's a swap. B'chalipin, I'm going to end up taking... He gets it back, by the way, right? It's not meant to be kept by the makna, but that's the oifen, like when you sell your chametz with the rav, right? Pick up yarmulkes and zachen. Right, so that's what's going on. This is all kinyan sudah, it's kinyan chalipin. But the bottom line is, I said, Rav Masharshia, from this halacha of shnayim adukim betalis, I can learn how to halacha in kinyan chalipin. And that is, even the toughest beis shalosh al shalosh. So if the koina takes his proverbial yarmulke, and he gives it now to the makna, as soon as the makna chapson or shalosh al shalosh, it's boys of this couple, karina bay, it's going to be considered v'nosan l'reyeyu. It's already considered an asina to command the posik dami v'koni, and therefore it's going to work for chalipin. Meaning, Ramasharshia said, if you would have asked me, I would have thought the way kinyan chalipin works is the koina has to take this item, this sudr, and he has to physically hand it over to the makna. What does handing it over means? I was holding it, I gave it to you, so now you're holding it. I'm not holding it anymore. But from Shnayim Adukim Betalis, I see it doesn't have to be that way. Two people could be holding on to something at the same time, and each person is a muchzik in what it is that he's holding. So although the Torah says, V'natzan l'reyeyu, but if I give it to you, and you're holding it, even though I'm holding it, it doesn't shter in the V'natzan l'reyeyu. Reason along this, and this is what Rav Masharshi said, I take out of this Shnayim Moichsa Betalis Sugya. Faith to Gemara Akasha. My Shlomo Rav Chizda. He said, why is this different than something Rav Chizda said? I'm Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, you see where this is going to come into our Sugya. Get biyada. U'meshicha biyada. A man gave his wife a get. Again, there's a lot of unconventional types of gerushins. So this man gave his wife a get, but he's holding on to a meshicha. There's literally a string attached, right? That's what it is. A meshicha biyada. He's holding on to a string. So he yanks it, the chesis, that's right. And she's holding the get, and he's holding on to the string. So Rav Chizda said like this, if he has a zakidei achiza, it's not just a string attached, but it's like a greater string attached, he can pull it back. She's not megureshes. If it's mamash, a flimsy string, she's going to be megureshes. Freak the Gemara, I understand. What's the criteria for a gerushin to be a gerushin? So what's the problem? Because the man is holding on to it? So what? But she's holding on to it. Why is this different than Chalipin, where it says Vinasan, the same word? It says Vinasan L'Reyeyu, and still we see that it's fine. Hai Sudr Kim the Tovis Me Shalosh Al Shalosh, it's command the Pasuk Dami. So why should this be any different? This was the Gemara's Kash. And for the Gemara Hasam, it's different. Because Krisos Be'inon Veleko, there is a thing, Krisos. Although it Mitzad Vinasan Zok the Gemara, that's a Mais in Asina. And if Vinasan L'Reyeyu, and Shnayim Moichsam Betalis, it's considered a muchzik. But at the same time, here there's a special halach. It's a sefer krisos, and it has to be a davar akoyres. Hach over here in the scene of beinon va'iku. All you need is v'rasal reyehu, and that in of itself is going to be enough. Said the ktsois. You see from this gemara that although mitzad the gedorim of v'nosan, vos is the taich from the v'nosan. It could be the Venosan Biyodo is consistent with Kolatay Rakula and Shadarki Akinyonim. But there's another Knech, there's another Nakudi you have to have over here. And it's you have to make sure there's no Krisos. Ad Kidekach, that if it would be Get Biyodo, Umashicha Biyodoi, in every single Sugi in Shas, that's a Mice in a Sina. In Steinbeich Sabatawis, it is. In King Chalipin, it is. But when it comes to Get, because of the Krisos, over here it's going to be a problem. Rashi learned the case of the Shechiv Merah was working with Kinyan Aga, not Kinyan Chatzah. Why? It's good Kasha, but for right now, for this raid bite, it was Kinyan Aga. What's the Kasha? Praying the Rishoyim, the Ran, and the Rajman, the Ramban, that if this is Kinyan Aga, so why did it have to be this piece of property? Let me put it on my own piece of property. Said the Ktzois, if the person would have put it in another piece of property and not be makna that piece of property to the Isha, so it would have been in his piece of property. He says, if a man gives his wife a get, and it's in his property, that's like get biyodu mashicha biyodoi. And mashicha biyodoi is not good, not mitzad the chsarn of the nasan, mitzad the chsarn of krisos. And that's why Rashi couldn't learn that one. Mamish nifludik. So it says the ktsois, again, these are mamish deep choices that you have to know when you learn masechtas getta. That the reason this is going to be a problem is not mitzad the venosan. Else the venosan, it would have been good. Rashi and the chanami, you wouldn't have to come on to this akimta that it was beduchta that the get was in. The reason this was an issue, the reason we needed that it should be over there is else the gemara above mitzia dav zayin. Else the mashicha biyadi, that's where it was going to be a problem. The question is, what did the Rishonim hold? The Rishonim that, I mean, you could always ask this kasha, right? At the end of every tzoyse, at the end of every shtickle tayra, right? Shtickle tayra just gets longer. But you could always ask this kasha, what heel? No, what heel? But this is a good kasha. Chari, the tzoyse is saying, Moiridig, he's telling to a Rizika Gemara. So what's the pshat? I saw Rav Shmuel Yankiv. Zoysli Yakiv, and Mesech is Gittin. This is in the beginning of Simen Chavtes. He has a whole arichos, this sugya here in Simen Chavtes. But right in the beginning of Simen Chavtes, he says a beautiful vart. And that is, it emerges from Shnitas Rashi that Rashi holds there's two ways for a man to divorce his wife. There's two ways to be Makai and Venasam B'yata. One is to simply take the get and put it into his wife's hand. And the other way is to be Makna the get to his wife. And they both work. Said Rav Shmuel Yankiv that Yesh Loimar, that this, that there's a chesaron of get B'yata u'meshicha B'yadai, is if the way the man is being megarish ishtoi is with a mice and a sina. If you're being megarish with a mice and a sina, then meshicha biyadoi is a fell. It's a chesaron. It's a lesser. It takes away a little bit from the shlemus of the mice and a sina. But if the way you're being megarish is with a mice a kinyan, then I don't think meshicha biyadoi should be enough to create chesaron in mice a kinyan. If the chshivus of what happened was, is there was an asina, there wasn't an asina. So felt in the asina, it's meshicha biyadai. Meshicha biyadai is a chsarin in asina. But meshicha biyadai is not a chsarin in kinyan. If she's divorced because she received something, well, no, she didn't receive it 100%. Because the meshicha is still biyadai. But if she's divorced, not because she received it, not because it landed in her hand. The reason she's divorced is because she owns it. Because she's the balabos on it. It's her piece of property. She has to pay taxes on it. She's the bailiff. So if that's the reason that it's hers, so what? It's Meshicha B'yodai. L'maisa, you're the owner. Meshicha B'yodai stares in Nesina, but it doesn't stare in Kinyan. And being that the oifen of how she was going to be Zoich in this get was Kinyan Agav, so Makshama Rishonim, the Rishon told Rashi, I don't understand. If it's on Kinyan, then why you'll tell me the Ktsois? They knew the Ktsois. Avada, they knew the Ktsois in Simen Reish Beis. Oh, but the Ktsois would be a problem if the Gerushin is happening with a mice in the scene of Alma. But if the way the Gerushin is happening is with a Kinyan, the Lechair in that instance, it wouldn't be a problem. But Al Kopanim, what we have over here is a machloikis between Rashi and the Rishonim. And that is, if a man is Megarish as Ishtoi, and the way he's going to be Megarish is never by picking up the get and putting, not him, not his Shliach, not her Shliach, not her Chatzar, but she's going to be Zoichit Petarkei HaKinyonim. Is this something that works or is this something that not works? And B'muscharishin, it's a machloikis Rishonim. So Machlik is Rashi, Keneged, the Ran, the Rajba, and the Ramban. Where's this machloikis? It's a mesachtes gittin, dafayin zayin amid beis, Rashi, it's mavur. A man could be megarish his sister with kinyan agav. The Rishonim didn't learn the sugya there like kinyan agav. And at first glance, this would seem to be what's going on in this machloikis Rishonim. But I just want to end with just one caveat, just to bring out the nakuda a little bit. I think it's a very important nakuda. That is, there's a tshuva in Shailos Tshuvas Rav Kiv Eger, the very end of Tshuvas Rav Kiv Eger. The last two tshuvas, Simen Reish Chaf Aleph and Simen Reish Chaf Beis, were tshuvas that were written for Rav Shloime Eger to Rav Kiv Eger, that's Reish Chaf Aleph, and then from Kiv Eger back to Rav Shloime Eger, that's Simen Reish Chaf Beis. Some of the famous long tshuvas and tshuvas Rav Kiv Eger were written from Rav Shloime Eger to Rav Kiv Eger and vice versa. And this is an arichos, and mamish, it goes through Kol HaTorah Kulo. And in Sif Zayin of Simen Reish Chaf Aleph, Rav Shloime Eger asked his father, Rav Kiv Eger, a kasha. He told him, Niskashesi. He said, I had a kasha. The kasha was Azar. The kasha was that the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph said, Ha'oimer Truga Tzela Ishti, Shtar Shichr Zela Avdi. Again, this is all Gemaras that we learned already. Umes, Lo Yin Ula Chamisa. If a man tells a shliach, I want you to take this get Isha, give it to my wife. Take this get Shichr, give it to my Eved. And then the man dies, Ain't get La Chamisa. If he would say Tnu Mana Le Ish Pleini Umes, if he would say, however, take this mana and give it to Ish Pleini, Yitnu La Chamisa, then you would give it La Chamisa. So Ain't get La Chamisa, whether it's get Isha, get Shichr, but Tnu Mana Le Pleini Umes, Yitnu La Chamisa. So if you remember, this was a whole daf, and daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara brought a machleik is Rav Zvin and Rapapa, Pashup Shat. Why is it that if you say Tnu Mana Le Ish Pleini Umes, Yitnu La Chamisa? Meaning Ain't get La Chamisa, why? So the Ketzais, that's the other Ketzais, but it's Pashtis, the reason is because as soon as a man dies, so the Isha is not Bershusai anymore. The Eved doesn't belong to him, it belongs to his Yarshim. So he doesn't have the ability anymore, Lacha Moisai, to go and divorce his wife or to be Meshachar his Eved. So if that's the case, if a man said, Tumano Laploini, and then he died, Lachir is Yarshim, Yarshim, the Mana. So if the Yarshim, the Mana, so Lachir, at this point, the Yarshim are the ones that get to decide, right? Ain't Shultan Liam Amavis. He doesn't get to decide anymore. He's not around. Who gets his money? Lachir is up to the Yarshim now. But the bottom line is that was the Gemara's Kasha. Why is it that if Ain't get Lachamisa, Tumano Lushplaini, Umezi, Lachamisa? And the Gemara Tumahalchim. Razvid said, it's talking about where the man was a Bari. However, Maimit Shloshim. There's a Kenyan called Kenyan Maimit Shloshim. Rabbi said he was a Shchimera, and it's working with Divrei Shchimera, Kichsun Vichsurim Dami, whatever. But the bottom line is, Reb Zvid was the first Akimta in the Gemara. Reb Zvid said that the way it works is with Kinyan Maimit Shloshim. Zok Toisvis and the Ran, that L'chura, if this is the case, if the Akimta in the Mishnah was Kinyan Maimit Shloshim, it would seem then that Kinyan Maimit Shloshim would not work for Tnu Getzel Ishti and Shtar Shichr Zel Avdi. Meaning, Tnu Mana L'Ploini, what was the case? The case was, it was Maimit Shloshim. The man that owns the mana, the recipient of the mana, and the shliach, who's going to deliver the mana, they're all in the same room, right? They're all under the same roof. And he says, Tnu mana l'ploini. There's a chiddush called Kinyan Maimit Shloshim, and that's what that halacha is. The reish of the Mishnah L'Chayr is talking about the same case, the same akimta, it's Maimit Shloshim. And still it says, why not? If there's something called Kinyan Maimit Shloshim, why doesn't it work? Zok Toisvis, and in your name, Zok the Ran, that Vaistois from here, Maimit Shloshim doesn't work when it comes to Shtaris. So if someone has a Shtar Chayiv, and he wants to now be Makna, the Shtar Chayiv that he has, and we know there's a Sugi in Shas called Moicha Shtar Chayiv, so there's a concept that a person can take his Shtar Chayiv and he can be Makna, although there's a Kinyan called Kinyan, Maimit Shloshim, but at the same time, if you wanted to be Makna, your Shtar Chayiv, this is not something that you would be able to do. You could do it, but you can't do it with Kinyan, Maimit Shloshim. Kinyan, Maimit Shloshim does not work when it comes to being Makna Shtar Chayiv. So Shlomo Eger asked his father, Rav Kiv Eger. He says, I don't understand. The Ran said that? The Ran Lashitosoi, who holds in the beginning of Perek HaZoyrek, that you can't be koina get with Kinyan Agav, because you have to do Venosan B'yodo. And he learned the Sugya Chotzer, not like Rashi. So if that's the case, how is he able to spar from the fact that Kinyan Maimit Shloshim doesn't work for Gerishin and for Shichr, that it doesn't work for all Shtari Chayiv? La'ilam, I'll tell you, you could be Makna Shtar Chayiv when it comes to Maimit Shloshim. Why not? If I could sell a Shtar Chayiv, why can't I be doing it Maimon Shloshim doesn't work for Shtar Chayiv, it's a Medrash Pliya. Why not? The Mishnah is talking about Gerushin. It's talking about Shichr. You need Venasa Meyada. And Maimon Shloshim is not Venasa Meyada. So Shloim Eger said, Bishloim, if the Ra would have looked like Rashi in Perek HaZoyrek, so I would have been Maskim. Then I would understand. Oh, Gavaldik, Rashi holds you could be Koine get too. So if you could be Koine get with Kinyan Agav, I should be able to be Koine with Kinyan Maimon Shloshim. That's why? It's a good question. Why does the Maimon Shloshim work in the Reish of the Mishnah? Oh, the Terence is Shtari Chayiv are different. Oh, but the Ram L'shitasa already said you can't be Zoicha in a get B'darki HaKinyonim. You have to do a Venasa Miyadav. You have to do a Venasa Miyadav. So how's he inspired from the fact that it doesn't work for Gerish and Get Shichr? Right, Shichr and Gerish is the same thing. That it wouldn't work for a regular kid. This is the Kashuk Shloim asked from Kivega. From Kivega writes back to him like this. He tells him, Masha Hekshesa B'ni B'Uz Zayin B'divri Aran. But then my midgimel the soysel edvar of perak hazoyrik ayin zayin amid beis the sphere lay the beget loy mahani kinyan the bein on daf kishay aget biyada oibachatzera yafa hiksha you're asking a good kasha and Reb Kivega told him for kosov at sleep bechidushe legitin I already asked this kasha the hinachti b'tzarchi he said I'd like tzarchi it's a meyerdig kasha. Steering the Ran. Here the Ran argued with Rashi and he held the Gemara. They had to be Kenyan Chatzar because you can't be kind of get with Kenyan Agav. So Lushitasa, you had to be Shpar that there's no Maimon Shloshim when it comes to the Shtaris. L'chayr, maybe there is. And it's Tafka by Gerish. Oh, but the emesis is another Kasha. It's another very, very big Kasha. You know who asks this Kasha? The Ktsois Alei. And not in Ktsois, but this is in Avnei Meluim. And that is the Avnei Meluim in Simen Kuf Lam Nidvav Sifkat and Gimel. He talks about this machloikis rishonim, and he asks a bomb kasha. Great davni meluim. The halach is, and this is the way we started the stuff. We're going to come full circle and we'll end. And that is that the Mishnah says ain kais b'mechubal karka. You can't write a get on mechubal karka. Why not? Because it says v'kasav lo sefer kristos, and then it says v'nasim biyada k'siva nesina. There can't be anything between the k'siva and the nesina. And if you're going to write a get on a mechubal karka, you're going to inevitably have to do something between the ksiva and the nesina. What are you going to have to do? You're going to have to do a ketzitza. Because if you don't do a ketzitza, how are you going to take the get and give it to your wife? And being that you can't have anything between the ksiva and the nesina, it's going to be a problem. Freik the ktsois, bishloim, according to the Ran and the Rajb and the Ramban. In Perek HaZoyrek, Tafayin Zayin Amid Beis, the only way to divorce is by doing a physical maisa nesina. So it's a good kasha. It's a good problem. And therefore, Bal Karchach Mechubar is going to be possible. But according to Rashi, that you can be Mekayim V'nasim B'yada by being Makna the get, that means you never physically had to touch the get. Let the Froy go and let her be no Godur Paratz. Let her do a Maisa Chazaka. She'll do a Maisa Chazaka. She'll be Megureshes. Why do you have to have a Ketzitza? Azoy Freik Tiktzois. A Kushi Atzuma. Azoy Freik Tiktzois. La Maisa, the Ketzitza says that you have to say that if she was going to go and take the get and be zoich in it, al yedei chazaka, it would be like tli gitech me al gabi karka. And tli gitech me al gabi karka doesn't work. The Gemara says that if a man tells his wife, the get's on the floor, pick it up, it doesn't work. And that for sure doesn't work. And you're going to have to say that telling the woman to go do a chazaka, that would be tli gitech me al gabi karka. So first of all, what does the choice mean? And number two, let me ask you a different kasha. Why does tli gitech me al gabi karka not work? Why not? Why can't a man tell his wife, the get's on the floor, I'm having das to be makna to you, why don't you go now, do a hagbah, pick it up, and you'll be zoich in the get, with tli gitech me'al gabi kar. You know, ask this kasha, Rav Shimon Shkop asked this kasha, the gedoy le'erashivas, much it very much with these kashas. And the tzois knows the halacha, he knows the halacha, tli gitech me'al gabi kar, it doesn't work. And he knows Rav Shimon's kasha. And whatever the Ktsois thought the Teretz was to Rav Shimon's kasha, that's what the Ktsois is telling too. He's saying that I understand Rashi holds you could be zoicha in a get, but arki akinyonim. Oh, but it's a din tli gitech me'al gabi karka. And because there's a din of tli gitech me'al gabi karka, at the end of the day, that doesn't work. Hagam, why not? It should be kind of with akbar. So too, chazok is not going to work, because chazok is like tli gitech me'al gabi karka. Thus, you're going to have no choice but to do a b'hom kufa tzarech talmud. So I'll just tell you the Rashi prokim of the Mahalach. The Mahalach goes something like this, and that is that even though Rashi Shita is, that you can be zoicha in a get, b'darkei akinyonim, but at the same time, there's still a halacha v'nosam b'yoda, the man has to be the one that gives the get to his wife. And really what emerges is that not all kinyonim were created equally. There's certain kinyonim that the way we deher the kinyon is the makna is the one that's toing off the maisakin. And there's certain kinyonim that the way we deher it is as if the isher herself is the one that's toing off the maisakinyon. although it's true that you could divorce your wife with kinyonim, that she can make a kinyon and thereby be zoich in the get, but it's still a din of anasa. And tli gitech mi'agabi karka is a psul where the get is happening through a tradition of anasa miyad, but it's also a psul where it's happening through a kinyon. So you have to make sure that the oifen and the tzur of this kinyon is nishta tli gitech mi'agabi karka dig a kinyon. You have to make sure it's a kinyon that's coming mitzad amakna. Now, how are we going to figure out which kinyon is mitzad amakna, mitzad akoina? But the bottom line is, this is what the G'dayli Achrayim did. L'Achrayim, like the Ktzai said yesterday. You figure it out. But the bottom line is that not all Kiyonim were created equally. And therefore, this whole shmuz and this whole discussion of whether or not you could be Megarish Ayidei Kinyin, you can't be Megarish Ayidei Kinyin, Sevensach. Really, it depends. Kinyin Agav works. Kinyin Chazakah, the Ktzai was Mechiach, doesn't work. Incidentally, the Ktzais in Reish Beis, the original Ktzais that we just spoke out about, Get Biyad, Mashiach Biyad, so that Ktzais says Kinyan Chalipin is not going to work. He has a different reason why it's not going to work. Tivegar, Shloimege had a steer in the Ran. That Kinyan Agav wouldn't work, but maybe Kinyan Maimed Shloshlan you would have thought would have worked. So the Teretz is not all Kinyanim are created equally. But the takeaway from this raid is, number one, there's Machlekes Rishonim. If a man wants to be Megarish Ishtoi, and he's not going to physically take the get and put it in her hand, but he's going to be Machna to her. Could he be Mekayim of Anasim Biyad or not? At first glance, it's Machlekes Rashi, Keneged the Ran, the Rajban, the Ramban. According to Rashi, yeah. According to the Rishonim, not. La'achara Iyun, it's a little bit more complicated. And it could be we have to look at it on a more nuanced level. And we're going to have to literally dissect and analyze every single Kenyan. And we're going to have to ask ourselves, is this a Kenyan where it's of Anasim Biyad or Digasar Kenyan? Or is this a Kenyan where it's going to be more Alderech Tligitech Me'agabi Karka? Which Lekuli Alma is not going to work. But another thing that's worth ending with, and that is, yesterday's raid was what? Yesterday's raid was, is that there's a chiddush in Gerushin that a man can divorce his wife by putting the get in her hand, even if she wasn't zoich in the get. V'nasa b'yada just has to be a nesina ba'alma. You take the get, you put in it. It could be balkarcha. It could be surya no, but there's no schi in isura. She doesn't have to be zoich in it. She doesn't have to be quote-unquote koina the get. You just need the get went from his hand to her hand. That in and of itself is Gerushin. No one's arguing with that. That's Gita V'yad Ban Ke'echad. That's something that's for sure going to work. But at the same time, there's another oifen of how Gerushin can work. And that is, and Shitas Rashi for sure, and if a man is going to take the get, not even pick it up, never put it in her hand, but be Makneter, that's going to work too. Say, Mamish goes Mikotze El Akotze. Mitzad Echad is an oifen of Gerushin where there was zero kinyan, there's no schia at all. Where the man physically picked up this document, the Sefer Kriz, he put in her hand. That's enough for Gerushin? And then you have where he never picked it up and she never received it in her hand, but he was Makneter. Das is Oicha Mahalach from Gerushin. Loi Roi Zeh Keroi Zeh. Hatzad HaShavash of her hand is that they're both Venasa Miyadu. Now the question we're going to have to ask ourselves is, are they going to be Nafgiminas La'alacha? So for example, you could write a get on Isuri Hano. Let's say you want to be Megarish Ishtoi with Kinyan Agav. It's going to be Betarkei HaKinyonim. You can't have a Kinyan L'chayra in Isuri Hano. So would Isuri Hano work there as well? Again, this is Tein L'chacham V'yechkem 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 Oy. But just as a Haskala, just to start Pashat the Shmuz over here, this is the Ktsois and Simen Reish Beis, the Avni Malum and Simen Kuflam Edvav, and we'll end here.